for the two to miss the deadline, it means there's no peace. And if there's no peace, it means the suffering of Sudanese citizens will continue.
We are tired of war. To us, it is also affected us as the IDP, mentally and physically.
We are speaking for peace only. That is what we need from them. We can say the term we are still as Arab, Omar Bashir as the one who accept the peace. Why not President K not to accept peace? So right now, some of them are crying because the situation is very worse.
These are the two top leaders here who failed to bring peace, and this is the deadline. This is the extended date for them to bring peace. Self-Vakil and the Toriyamash, they will go to other country to rule other people, not South Sudanese people, because they don't know the right of their citizens. The failure not to bring peace to South Sudan by the top leaders, it means that the war will start again.
We are still now suffering here. Even the killing is still going on here. It is not stopped. Here in the road, every time, they are killing people. How can this peace come? We, the ladies, we are not accepting this at all.
Well, Neal Daniel Nyok, their interest is not met. That's why they didn't sign the peace, and we suspect war.
My name is Repent Aban Moses. For me, my opinion is that let them meet again and let them sign the peace agreement so that they bring peace to the country.